There are not just doubts, but outright insinuations that President Joseph Kabila has deliberately allowed the situation in Kasai to fester in order to further delay the presidential election. 10 months after the violence began in DRC's central province, dozens of mass graves have been discovered and 2 UN employees have been killed. Michael Galler from the European People's Party says enough is enough.
We are calling for action because it is a duty of any government to secure their own citizens. And it is our impression that the competent authorities in the Kasai province have not sufficiently contributed to that. And although allegedly or apparently the president has been there to look what the situation is, ever since we do not feel that what could be done is done. What we see is that more than 1 million people have fled into the forests or the jungle to protect themselves because they are not trusting the authorities that they can guarantee it.
Tensions between state and traditional authority are at the root cause of the current conflict. Last year, the state refused to recognize the appointment of Jean-Pierre Mpandi as the traditional chief of Kasai, largely because he was considered to be hostile. The snub may sound trivial, but it sowed the seeds of resentment, which were aggravated when the state recognized lower-ranking leaders of Mpandi's Bijile clan instead of him. However, the real trigger came when Mpandi was assassinated back in August, and a militia named after him soon began attacking security forces. Yves Wilmot from UNICEF's Kinshasa branch in the capital says the impact on children has been devastating.
We estimate that up to 150,000 children are out of school because of the violence. And this is all related to the fact that while schools have been attacked, some schools have been looted, others have been destroyed. Another reason is that Kasai has been known for years as a quiet and peaceful region, and that means that the population doesn't necessarily have the level of resilience to deal with violence. So they need to have an additional attention because they don't necessarily have that kind of resilience that others in the DRC have.
The intensity of the violence has sharpened focus on the government's response. In April, Joseph Kabila declared Kasai a military zone in the hope of quelling the unrest. His spokesperson, Lambert Mende, insists the government is doing all it can to cooperate with an international inquiry. He says, we agree to accept assistance from anyone who is willing to provide it, including the UNHCR, which back in March called for an investigation, but on condition that this is done in accordance with Congo's justice system. If 1,000 mass graves are found, he says, there will be 1,000 legal cases opened. And we won't stop investigating until we get to the bottom of these atrocities, which have severely affected the central region. You can take my word for it. But Michael Galler from the EU Parliament isn't so sure.
Unfortunately, this development helps to serve as a pretext for Kabila claiming not to be in a position for not being able to hold the elections in due course. Such a situation, people are thinking of everything but of registering for the votes if they are somewhere in the jungle.
Kasai may be a local problem, but as Galler suggests, it could further delay the implementation of last year's peace deal, which means that Kabila, whose mandate expired in December, looks set to stay in power a little longer.